And this morning, our guest is Dr. Judy DeMuth, the superintendent. Dr. DeMuth, good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Well, every time I look up, and April's almost gone, the primary's almost here, and next thing you know, there's going to be graduation talk and parking lots full and parents and grandparents in town. I remember we were talking about snow days and things like that just a little bit ago, but time flies when we're having fun, and this year is absolutely no different.
It really does. And, you know, last night we had our North Project, and we had a lot of parents at North High School, and that always kind of is a symbol to me that graduation is just around the corner. So our students will not be attending on Monday, May 2nd, nor 3rd. And then, as you said, our commencements are coming up right away, starting with our adult ed on May 4th, and then continuing on through the weekend of the 28th. So it's here, and it's just around the corner. And then we start our summer school program the week after that. We've got a lot of teachers working all summer long on various professional development activities, and so we're just rearing to go for the summer.
And we're going to try to get you a good forecast tonight because we know we've got the city schools up at the Battle at the Bypass as Andy Moore Field will host North and South softball and then baseball at Bart Kaufman Field tonight.
Wow.
So I'm going to try to make some phone calls there. But remember, this is all Keith's fault if it goes wrong with the weather tonight. So we'll try to get that in because there's just not many days to make these things up.
You know, what a great partnership we have. That is a tremendous facility, and, you know, I have a little bit of personal experience.
Absolutely.
With that.
You watched a game or two there.
And, you know, it's such a great night for our kids to be able to, you know, perform there and have a great time there. So I hope the weather works out. Unfortunately, fortunately, I'll be at a board meeting, but I'll be thinking about those kids having a great time there.
And hopefully the lights and everything else are not playing until 2:00 in the morning. But they wouldn't mind; they'd stay there all night if we let them. So we'll keep an eye on that. You can keep an eye on the forecast at WGCLRadio.com.
Dr. DeMuth, the students have been featured in the last few days. The newspaper and the Lions Club are
everywhere.
Featuring students. So you got to be feel really good about that.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, again, it goes back to the partnerships we have with our community. Again, it's second to none. The Herald Times honored a number of our students the other morning for a breakfast for the Scholastic Stars. The Lions and our Community Foundation awarded a number of students for personal achievement. I'll be attending a luncheon on Friday for one of our teachers who just received the Armstrong Teacher Award, and that's Miss Kara Parker, who is such a talented young lady. She has taught math, physics, Algebra 1. It's amazing. So it's a fun time for me personally and professionally because we get to see our kids and our teachers being awarded for the great work they do each and every day.
Now, even though we're wrapping up this school year, some people need to know about next school year, and there's some changes.
Yes, absolutely. Well, the calendar's been posted for a while, so I think most people are comfortable with that. But as you know, we did a lot of work on the school day, and I just wanted to remind folks for next school year, it'll be a little different. You know, up until this year, we've had our professional learning community meetings on Wednesday morning, and that meant that everyone had a different schedule on Wednesday, and it was very confusing for people. So I went into this looking at how can we take the onus of that off of the parents and put it on us, but still maintain the professional learning community. I think we came up with a really solid schedule, and our secondary school next year will start at 8 o'clock through 2:55, and that'll be 5 days a week, so there's no different schedule. And then at the elementary, it'll be 9 a.m. to 3:45, and again, 5 days a week, no different schedule. So I think that's going to be less confusing, and I think it's really going to be an advantage to our parents and our students.
Well, you know, we wouldn't have to do that if we had, a lot of school buses, and there's a story about school bus drivers in the paper today.
Well, you know, that's the other thing. I mean, we do transport all of our students, many of our students, and so we have to make sure that not only do we have the buses, but we also have the drivers. You know, it's one thing to have a bus, but if you don't have somebody to drive it, that's a different story. So what you saw in the paper will be a report to our board this evening. Currently, we have four, they're short activity buses, and I know many of our listeners see them around the community in various parts of the state. We're going to actually actually take two of our spare buses that are older buses. And, you know, we're heavily regulated. So in the state of Indiana, if you strip down your school bus and paint it like a more of a charter-type bus, then it takes a different licensed driver to drive that bus. And we feel we can get people with that license to drive those buses. So we're going to take two of our large spares, one for north and one for south, because the problem that came up as we were looking at our school day was that we just can't get buses back to our high school soon enough to get kids to their extracurriculars. And by that I mean it could be robotics, it could be an ISBA choir concert, it could be an athletic concert or activity. So we'll be doing that, and you'll see them, we'll paint them up, and we'll do what we need to do by law. And then we hopefully will have a pool of drivers that will be able to take those buses out right after the school day and get them to their events in a more timely manner.
We're speaking with the superintendent of the MCCSC, Dr. Judy DeMuth. And speaking about that, it's kind of quiet on the referendum front. What's happening there?
Wow. Well, we've got dynamic people. We have three, obviously, tri-chairs, and Jim Mueling and Lynn Coyne, Vanessa McClary, are meeting really once and two times a week with various constituents. They have large committees that are all trying to put a process together and an orderly process, but you'll probably see more things out in public. They do have a website, and I would really encourage people to get on our website to take a look at all of the referendum information that's there. And they can access that by going to www.mccsc.edu/referendum. And that's all factual information about the 2010 referendum, and then also our plan for the renewal. And the renewal is what we're talking about, which, again, the board has asked me to prepare a resolution for June or July, that then puts the ballot question on the ballot in November to renew the current referendum. And those folks do have a website that are working in the community, www.yesformccsc.org. And again, they're putting a lot of good information on that website regarding the referendum, and even a place if people want to contribute to the PAC committee, that's there. So they're really doing a lot of work behind the scenes, but they have been in the buildings at various activities. They do have a table and various places that people can get information. So we're very excited about the work they're doing.
Excellent, and obviously Brown County's trying to get moving in that same direction, so hopefully more critical mass keeps everybody talking about it and the benefits that come with it. And I don't think that hurts here regionally as well. What time is meeting tonight?
Well, we begin the public meeting at 6 p.m., so if people want to attend, we certainly welcome them.
And then your next meeting is going to be right around the last day of school, so we've got not much time to get everything finished here. But as we mentioned, we've got plenty of things to do in the quote-unquote off-season to get ready for next year. But tonight, 6 p.m., we'll get it all rolling along. And then just another reminder, and we'll help remind everybody all week, no school next Monday and Tuesday for the MCCSC because of a professional development day on Monday and obviously the Indiana primary on Tuesday. I think we've got it all covered.
Thank you very much, and have a great week.